is a platform that champions diversity. Not all our programs reflect the views of the station.
Gardening. So renowned Kiwi garden consultant and designer Kath Irvine says this: there is not one food growing season, there are four. And that is so true. So yes, a lot of things will be going dormant, a lot of things will look dead or are dead in your garden, but there's other things that will thrive at this time of the year. Timing is everything. The days are shorter, the temperatures are cooler, throw in a few frosts, and what happens is everything tends to slow, almost to a grinding halt. So when planting the winter garden, be sure to give it a bit of time. because things will be slower. And you know what? This is actually one of the things I love about winter. It's that life, for most of us anyway, slows down. We hunker down and we hibernate for a bit. So here are some things that you can think about getting into the ground right now. You have your brassicas, things like your cabbages, broccoli, cauliflower, that sort of thing. It's, they're all from the brassica family. Radishes are good for this time of the year. Silver beet, spinach, rhubarb, onions, and even strawberries. Get them in the ground now. Obviously, they won't be fruiting until summer, but getting strawberries in the ground now will establish a well-formed root system prior to spring growth. So here's a bit of a time frame for you. So if you're going to plant lettuce now, you're looking at about a six-week turnaround. That's in Auckland. And broccoli, you're looking at about a 12-week turnaround. Garlic, at least 24 weeks. Now, I just wanted to talk to you quickly about the hardening off process, which is quite a crucial one, actually. So before planting out seedlings during the winter, it is important that you acclimate them to the outdoors by gradually exposing them to conditions outside. This process will result in stronger plants that are more likely to withstand, and listen to this word, it's the word of the day, listen. These hardened off plants are more likely to withstand the vicissitudes of early spring. Take that one in. Vicissitude. That means any unexpected or unwanted event. And with spring, you can get winds, rains, sometimes the occasional storm. In fact, it's pretty much on the cards, you will, in New Zealand anyway. So yeah, harden off your plants first. So if you've got a little shed, plant out your seedlings in there first. And then before you get them in the ground, just leave them sort of on a table outside the shed first for a bit. And then after that, I would even take the tray and pop it down on the ground where you're about to put the seedlings into the ground and leave them there for a few days or a week. But be sure to just sprinkle a few slug and snail pellets around the tray, because you do not want all that hard work going to waste, because the slimies are hanging around, which they like winter. So, yeah, just be aware of that. Another thing you can do at this time of the year is consider your soil maintenance regime. Winter provides a wonderful opportunity to nourish your soil. Once those fast-growing summer crops have devoured all nutrients and since moved on, winter is a time for blanketing your soil and letting it have a bit of a sleep, if you like. If your soil needs to replenish itself, try layering it in the following manner using materials such as cardboard, paper, compost, mulch, seaweed, and fertilizer, and simply just let it rest for a while. If you are on wet, heavy, and therefore colder soil, such as clay, your winter garden will be best carried out in pots. The addition of materials like carbon-rich organic matter, mulch, and gypsum will transform the glug into free-draining humus heaven that all happy gardeners and gardens love. For now, though, the best thing you can do is mulch soggy soils and leave them well alone. And the last thing I wanted to make mention of was winter pruning. So most plants lie dormant during the winter. So this is an excellent opportunity to prune. Pruning in the winter will promote fast regrowth in spring. Plus, it is easier to make adjustments to the plant's shape, particularly that of deciduous plants, because their foliage is gone. You want to prune hard at the end of winter or very early in spring, but do it before any new growth starts. Here are a few pruning suggestions. 1. First, prune out dead and diseased branches. 2. Remove the overgrown branches, as this will increase light and air at the crown, or also known as head, of the tree. 3. Sometimes grafted rootstocks send out sucker shoots that revert to the type of growth of the original tree. If these suckers are not cut off and removed, they can potentially overtake the growth of the graft. 4. Be sure branches are pruned at their node. A node is defined as a connection point between two or more branches. And finally, 5. Apply a protective coating to the wound of the branch cut as a disease preventative measure. Most natural oils work fine. Writer and gardening consultant D. Pignegy also recommends mixing clay with cow manure or applying paint. So there you have it, guys. Winter gardening. Lots of handy tips there to keep you busy and on track.
Don't wanna be a boy, you wanna be a man. listening to Kōrero with Karen. If you enjoyed the show, be sure to tune in to Planet FM at 104.6 every fourth Wednesday at 10 past 2 in the afternoon. Or check it out anytime online at planetaudio.org.nz/Kōrero with Karen. That's Karen with a Y. Ka kite anō e hoa.